Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we continue, I would like to introduce you to the 7-Day CRE Challenge, which will introduce you to commercial real estate and will show you that anyone can do this. Also, I have the free cheat sheet for commercial real estate with the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. You can download it free. Just click below or above, wherever it is, and get it. Let's continue. Hi guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you guys are doing fantastic this Monday morning, all pumped up to start your week and to get going and to actually make it happen. To make it happen, that's the name of the game. And today, what I want to do is I promised a few people that I'm going to actually focus on. Some people are beginners in commercial real estate and they asked me, so what is the system to get in? Meaning, I don't know much. I want to get in. I want to be a part of this industry, whether you want to be an investment guy, you want to be, and obviously I go through it in my courses, but today I want to give you a glimpse. I want to give you an idea of what to do in order to start from my heart to yours, to give you an idea of what it takes in order to get going, in order to start up. And the few things they have to keep in mind is that we always say, and I always say that you have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself. You have to know what you're doing. You can't get into this industry with being clueless and just try out things, you know, with trial and error, which is definitely a good thing, but trial and error without knowing anything is a bad thing. Okay. So we have to differentiate between trial and error once you are in the game, and the difference between being a guy who doesn't know or a girl who doesn't know anything and is going into that game without, you know, with being clueless. So we have to start from there. So that aspect. And I'm going to touch also an aspect, the aspect of what does that mean? I want to be in commercial real estate, because commercial real estate is a big word. There are many things in commercial real estate. There are many asset classes in commercial real estate. It starts with multifamily. It goes to retail. It goes to hotels. It goes to development. It goes to office. There are many things, industrial. There are many, many things within commercial real estate that people want to be involved in. And they don't know what, some mixed use, who knows? So you have to understand the differences, the basic differences between them. And I'm going to touch those today to give you an idea and to give you some guidance as per where to start. What's your first step? What's your second step? What do you do, et cetera, et cetera. This is definitely for beginners and definitely for people who are already in the game and want to sort of take it up a notch. And what do you do then? So the first thing I always say, and I'm going back to it, is educate yourself, educate yourself, educate yourself. If you run towards this world of commercial real estate, and you say, I want to acquire a multifamily property. I have some money, or I want to syndicate. I want to go and raise capital in order to join that type, meaning in order to join that type of investment together with a friend of mine, with someone I know who already has a deal. Great. But you don't know anything. You have no idea how to read, you know, a spreadsheet. You have no idea how to read a pro forma. You have no idea how to analyze the cash flow. What is the management part? What is the debt service? You have no idea what's IRR. You don't know those things, you're in trouble. These things are, I wouldn't say you don't have to be an analyst to know them, but you need to know them. So you have to have the basic education in order to be able to go and analyze those deals, not in the level that the property that the guy who acquires those deals does, but as the guy who invests in those deals, you want to get into that, or if you want to become a part of it and start a career in it, I'll touch that. That's a different type of a topic, which I will touch today. And so my system, or the way I see it works, okay, is as follows. I call it the education action system, okay? You cannot succeed with only educate yourself. And you cannot succeed, as I said, with just taking action without knowing anything, with being clueless, as I have mentioned. The education action means that the first thing you do is you educate yourself. So you will have a clue, you'll have the basics, you'll have the knowledge to be able to step in the door, to have that ability to enter, to start talk the talk with the people who are in the business. Is that a good deal? Is that a bad deal? The first step, the first education they need to get, you could have it from a book, you could have it from a course, you can have it from a challenge that you join anyone. There are many ways to do it. Of course, I have my 7-day challenge that introduces commercial real estate. I have my CRE crash course that you don't have to take it if you don't want. You can take someone else's, that's fine too. But you have to understand that these are the systems that can help you. Those types of systems can help you. CRE crash course to get you brushed up with basics, with like a 2-week course I made. And I have the Launchpad, which is an 8-week program that gets you into this thing. If you want to start a career in this, or even an investing career, you want to be a part of this field, you want to be part of this business, it's a way to start. So the way you do it, you take some of these or similar courses or challenges that other people have. Go explore, make sure you understand what's the best thing for you, what talks your language, what's the best thing, closest thing to you, okay? That's the most important thing. Once you've done that, once you feel that you have that basic information, you know that you're okay, you have the, I would call it the confidence, that's the most important part. You have that confidence that gets you to say, I'm ready. I'm ready not to do everything, but I'm ready to jump into the water. At that point, I would differentiate between the guy who wants a career in commercial real estate and wants to have the whole world for himself, whether you want to become a developer one day or a property owner in a way that you manage and acquire, going to acquisitions of multifamily or retail, or it doesn't matter what. Or you have some cash, you have some capital, you inherited, you have something that you've earned, you have a good position, and you have capital that you want to invest. It's significant, and you want to see it grow. You want your money to work for you. So let's start with the investment part. Let's say you are an investor, and you have educated yourself. You took those basic courses, challenges, whatever, with whomever, doesn't matter. You're ready, you feel confident. The first thing you do is you have to find what we call a sponsor. You have to find a guy. Sponsor is the guy who leads the deal, the guy who has deals, the general partner, we call it, the sponsor, the entrepreneur, the developer, if it's a development, okay? The guy who does commercial real estate for years. The guy or girl, doesn't matter, who has those deals, who has access to the deals and has the experience to actually lead them to success and has a track record, whether it's through their own money or through a company they ran or through whatever, but they have the experience to lead such a deal. You did the due diligence on them to see that they're for real, that they have actually done what they say they have done, and you want to join them. And they tell you, listen, I have a $3 million deal. Okay, the bank is giving me $2 million. I want to put $1 million. I'm actually putting $300,000 of my own, and I'm raising $700,000. Would you like to join me? And let's say you have in your pocket a significant amount, because if you don't have a significant amount, what I'm going to tell you is less relevant. Let's say you have $250,000 to $300,000, which is significant. Because he can raise another $100,000 here, another $50,000 here, another this and that and so on and so forth, and join that person. There are a few limitations, by the way, I have to say. I'm not a consultant. I'm not going to give you any consultancy. I'm not a lawyer. So this is by any means no official advice whatsoever. Okay, but most investments like that are available for accredited investors. Go study what an accredited investor is, okay? You have millions of YouTubes about this. Actually, I'm going to say it to you right now. An investor, again, without saying it, I'm not obligating myself in any way. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an attorney, not anything. Go seek advice from an attorney. This is not an advice by any means. But for my knowledge, again, an accredited investor is a person who earns $200,000 a year and have had that for a while before and expected to have it in the future, or a $300,000 for the person and the spouse together, $300,000 a year, that, or having $1 million of liquidity, of equity, call it, beyond their personal home, okay? Their personal residence, okay? Again, that's not official. Go check it out yourself. I'm just giving you from my knowledge. So for me to you. So that is an accredited investor. You don't get a certificate for that or anything. It's something that the person who actually raises capital from you will have to actually tell you, okay? So that's, and if you become that person who raises capital, then go and seek advice from a securities attorney. 100% can't do it without it, okay? So the bottom line is, you come, you have some capital, it's significant, $250,000, $300,000. You're telling that person, I want to join you. Let's say you are an accredited investor and he or she have that criteria that they're required to have only accredited investors, and it works, and you join them and you say, okay, fine, now I want to learn. So instead of just putting the money in that deal, what I would suggest to do is to go and become a passive active investor. That's what I suggest to do. Passive active means that you're not running the show. You are a limited partner by all means, and they're the general partner. They make the big bucks, but you earn it as a passive investor, but become a passive active. Meaning, from the very beginning of the connection with that person, you tell them, I want to join the deal. I want to be a part of the deal. I want to join you, but I want to know everything about the deal. And if you have a significant amount, that could work, because a person who would take you into a deal and you do not have a significant amount, think about it, how much headache that could cause a person who runs the deal. He has enough to deal with: property management, acquisitions, attorneys, you name it, so many things, a whole team, a fleet of people that they have to deal with. They don't have to deal with you. But if you have a significant amount of capital and you take a certain position with him, let's say a vice president position within the company, and you are, let's say, helping raising capital and helping managing, you know, helping doing the numbers or helping getting the paperwork or running around, whatever you do, that is excellent. Why? Because you're going to learn upfront what it takes in order to make this happen. You learn tons from the process. Again, don't be just a passive, be a passive active. The passive in definition of your investment, but active in definition of your actions with that person and actually your involvement in that investment. As long as you do that, you're good. As long as you do that, you're good. That is all per a person who has capital and wants to invest. Become a passive active investor. That is post educating yourself. Now, this is really important. Once, I'm going to repeat it a couple of times. Once you have done the first deal, or you joined the first deal and you pretty much got the idea and you're already running, because a real estate deal may take years. Once you're already in, you educated yourself, you took action. Again, you educated yourself, you're not clueless. You took action. You will bump into 5 million things that you're going to learn that you did not learn in the courses and in that process of self-education. But then you're going to feel, oh my gosh, I lack so much. You take the next level of education. And then you take the next level of action, and so on and so forth and so on. And the answer is, you never stop taking action. You never stop educating yourself. Never. We always learn new things. And that is the key to success in this business. Okay? Now let's go and talk about if you want to make a career out of it. You don't have any capital. You want to enter this business. You want to go and be a syndicator. You want to go do whatever. You want to become that person. You have no idea what's going on. You took that first course, first step, first basic thing that gave you that confidence, as I've mentioned. And now it's time to take that action. What I would suggest, two ways to do it, in my opinion. And that's what I always say and always suggest it to people. First way, property management. A lot of people talk about acquisitions and about how much you learn about acquisitions if you become an analyst. But to become an analyst, You have to be an analyst. To be an analyst, you have to be a finance guy. To be a finance guy, you have to study a lot. Some people go to school for years for that. So self, can you self-teach yourself? Can you be a self-taught guy when it comes to being an analyst? Answer is yes. But it's going to take you a lot more time. And the part of educating yourself will take a lot more. And the part of taking action will be here. And my fear, if you do that, is that you will fall behind. That's my fear. Is that if you go and educate yourself to become a great analyst, or even a starter analyst, which you have to be smart. There's a competition out there. You have to know what you're doing. And you have to know your numbers in a much higher level. So think about it. So a person will not take you if you're not an analyst. A guy like me, for example, if I need an analyst and I need an analyst and I took an analyst, I need a guy who runs through the Excel sheet, you know, the spreadsheet a lot faster than me and puts it together a lot more than me. Obviously, I knew more than him in terms of what I want to see. I want this column to be here. I want this thing. I want this information, that. But the actual doing of the Excel and dealing with the Excel, he was the expert, not me. I used his expertise in order to get it done. So if you want to become that person, you have to know what you're doing. You have to educate yourself in a much higher level. Therefore, I recommend it less unless you are a finance guy, you went to finance school, you know how to deal with spreadsheet. That's great for you. If you learned economics, if you studied finance and you did other things that are related to finance on the spreadsheet, et cetera, and you know this field, but not real estate, do it and become an analyst. If you're not, less recommended, because it's going to take you a lot more time to get in. And again, it will delay that part of education and then action. You will have more education. The action will fall behind. You may lose patience and lose it and not be a part of the game. And that's a shame. So therefore, what is the solution? Property management. Property management is a great solution. You don't have to be a genius to be a property manager. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a property manager. It's a very technical job. It's a very day-to-day type of operation, and you learned tons. So if you are a young person, especially to young people, if you are a young person, you want to get into commercial real estate, you want to be a part of it, you want to know what you're doing, you took that first step of education, the next step would be become a property manager. Go, everybody needs someone to run around and become a part of the team of property management. The property management companies or operators that have in-house property management, doesn't matter if it's third party or it's an operator have in-house property management. And this is not asset management. Asset management is a higher level that you analyze the deal ongoing while the property is being managed to see that you're actually paying the debt, that you're not losing money, etc. That's a higher level. I'm not suggesting that. That is falling, in my opinion, in the same category of the analyst on that level. In a different capacity, analyst is more focused on the acquisitions of new properties. Asset manager is focused on the ongoing management of the current property that is being managed. But he's looking at on a higher, from a higher level, from the bird's eye view, from the owner's point of view, where you are not if you are a beginner. Therefore, property management is ideal. You run around, you get this, you go to the super of the building, you make sure that everything is being done correctly, you bump into all kinds of problems that you never knew existed, you learn tons. You show you are valuable, you show you are a hard worker, you show you are out there and you want to help and you want to learn. And on the go, you already know a lot more. As I said, you're already here. You will start learning a lot more things that you didn't know. And now you're going to start understanding things that you need to know and you don't know. That's when the next level of education, maybe that point, you will start teaching yourself how to do the numbers at a much higher level. And maybe then you'll become an analyst. Okay? Education, action. Education, action. That is the game. Now, let's say your passion to build a career is in development. It could be also as an investor. It could be also as a guy who wants to make a career or a girl wants to make a career in development. You want to be a developer one day. Or you want to be part of a development team. How do you do that? Guys, again, you have the analyst, you have those higher level positions. I want to tell you something. Be an expediter. a person who does that. Being an expediter is great. Why? Why? Because that's the person who runs around to get the documents, the permits, to run around making sure that the zoning is being done correctly. All that stuff is really important. You have a chance to be that person. Everyone needs that type of person. You be the guy who runs with documents. Maybe they don't need you. Go to the next guy. Someone will need. You'll be the guy who runs around. Do it for free in the beginning. Also in property management, going back to that. Do it for free in the beginning. If you're a young person, do it for free. You're going to get paid tenfold in the end. But doing, being an expediter for a developer, if you want to be, if that's your passion, development, real estate development, this is the game. This is the way to do it. You go and become an expediter. Be the guy who runs around between things and you win the game. I just want to point out a mistake a lot of people do. That's a mistake that I have done. A lot of people think that if I become a guy who sells real estate, become a broker in real estate, that will help me. Yes, it will. You learn a lot becoming a broker. That's a great way to get in. But a broker sits in that category, again, a residential broker now I'm talking about, sits in that category of residential. That will not help you. If you sell apartments, sell condos, sell homes, that will not help you to become a commercial real estate guy. It will get you a tiny bit closer, but you will have to work very hard to make sales and you will not learn the business. Not on that level. Unless you become a commercial real estate broker, which that, the courses, the education there will teach you about commercial real estate and you'll know the numbers and you'll get to know that and that will take you to the next level. That's a great idea. Another great idea is to become a mortgage broker. Again, not a home mortgage broker, not a guy who comes and offers mortgages for homes, but a guy who offers mortgages for properties, for buildings, for retail, for industrial, et cetera, et cetera. Because that will force you to understand the deals in order to offer to the bank. You'll understand what the bank requires from the lender, requires from the sponsor, from the guy who does the deal. So that's a great way to get in. You'll know a lot of people, a lot of financial systems, a lot of sponsors, a lot of people where you could take the next level and go into the business. I hope I helped you guys today because that's a lot of stuff and a lot of things, and I want you to be successful. You can check out my courses and you can check out also other people's courses as long as you take action. Educate yourself. Again, education, action, education, action. Start with the education and take immediate action right after. You guys have a beautiful week. Take care. I'll see you on Thursday. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.